It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Frank Peter Zimmermann will soon embrace an old friend he's been separated from for over a year, his 1711 Stradivarius. That's thanks to the North Rhine-Westphalia government in Germany, which has bought the violin as part of a consignment of art objects. In February of 2015, Zimmermann was forced to give up his instrument, his performing violin, for 13 years, when its owner, a Dusseldorf-based bank, failed. The firm that took over the bank decided to auction off its collection of artworks, including the Strad. At the time, Zimmermann's loan contract included a buyer option, and the musician made an offer, but the seller wanted a higher price. Last week, Culture Minister Christina Kampmann signed a contract enabling Dusseldorf State Foundation to buy some 300 artworks from that collection, and that includes the violin, which the government will hand back to Zimmermann, and she expressed her relief that the rest of the collection of artworks will again be available to the public very soon. Imagine the entire population of Globe, Arizona, playing Beethoven's Ninth. That's pretty much what you had this past Saturday. Over 7,500 musicians assembled in a Frankfurt, Germany sports stadium to smash the world record for largest musical ensemble. The event was the brainchild of trumpeter Jens Illemann, who said, "We wanted to show how music can connect people and how important it is for Germany." The massive orchestra performed the Ninth Symphonies by Dvorak and Beethoven, as well as lighter weight numbers by Andrew Lloyd Webber and others. "The challenge for us was to get the musicians to play all at the same time," Illemann said. "We solved this by putting up a 550-square-yard video screen here at the stadium so that our director was seen from every corner of the stadium." The record-breaking ensemble was a couple of full symphony orchestras larger than the previous record holders who played at the Queensland Music Festival in Australia back in 2013. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.